在今天的信息当中，拉比要教导我们如何取消世代的咒诅。所以在信息的一开始，与拉比对谈的主持人戴尔就问拉比，什么是世代的咒诅？
A generational curse, really what it is, it's a habit or a pattern, you've heard me say this, but in the spirit, that actually passes down and you'll see it in a family. You'll see it generationally.
拉比回应，首先谈到世代的咒诅，你一定听过我说过行为和模式，但是在灵里，这些行为模式会一代传一代，所以你在你的家族当中，你会看到每一代当中都会有这样的行为模式，它会出现在曾曾祖父母、曾祖父母、父母辈、孩子的这一辈，甚至孙儿辈。那是什么样的行为模式呢？拉比说，我给你们一些例子，比如离婚，对某种事物上瘾，有一些慢性疾病、癌症、贫穷、身体上或者是性上面的虐待，诸如此类的事。特别是如果这个家族当中女性罹患乳癌，你会在几代之间都看到罹患乳癌的案例。
You know, probably the biggest thing when I teach on this, Daryl, that the objection is, well, you know, Jesus has reversed the curse, and yes, he has, and but we also have to apply it and enforce it.
当我在教导这些主题的时候。会碰到一个常见的反对意见，就是说耶稣已经为我们逆转了这些咒诅，所以这些咒诅应该不存在了。拉比说，没错，但是你得应用这个真理，并且强化它。
You know, it says that in the Bible, it says that a curse is for four generations and a blessing for a thousand. And so we have the responsibility and the opportunity when we get born again to reverse the curses.
那么根据出埃及记二十章第五节，这里提到神对罪的追讨是从父到子直到三四代，但是爱神守神诫命的神要向他们发慈爱直到千代。所以基督徒们重生之后，我们有责任也有机会去逆转家族当中因为犯罪所招致的咒诅，但就像前面所提到，我们必须应用这个真理并且强化它。那么如何应用，如何强化，是这一次这个信息的目的。
It doesn't just happen because you say Jesus is Lord and you get saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, that these familiar spirits in what I call bloodline curses, generational curses.
这并不是说你已经得救了，被圣灵充满了，在你血脉当中世代的咒诅就会离开你。拉比说，这些类似的灵存在在你的血脉当中，你可以叫它世代的咒诅，或是血脉当中的咒诅，是必须处理的。那么有些人会跟我说，世代咒诅这个字眼并不在圣经中，但是就像出埃及记二十章第五节，犯罪得罪神的，神必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直至三四代。这就是在世代之间一代传一代的咒诅，是言明在圣经中的。
I think this informationis some of the most important information for you as a mother, a father, a grandparent, whatever, for your family, as a believer.
拉比说，我相信作为一个是父母或祖父母这样的信徒，知道这个信息，对你的家庭，对你的家族是很重要的。
I'll just tell you how we do it. It is my job as the grandparent to make sure that we come out of agreement and break all the assignments off Christy's side of the family, offmy side of the family, off Yochanan and Hannah, the Marcelinos, we break all those assignments.
拉比说，以我为例，作为这个家族当中的大家长，我们要确保，我们要砍断和弃绝来自我的家族，我妻子克里斯蒂的家族，以及我的女儿已经结婚了，所以也牵涉到我女婿马瑟琳诺的家族，因为罪的咒诅所带来仇敌的任务。
Me being adopted, I'm breaking them off the adoptive and off the biological. And why is it?
那么特别像我自己，我是被领养的，所以除了要破除原生家庭世代的咒诅，我还要破除领养我的家庭血脉当中世代的咒诅。为什么要这样做呢？
Because I'm familiar with it. I was raised with it. I lived it.
拉比说，因为我从小在那个环境中长大，我很熟悉家族或说家庭当中人的行为，我看着它发生。那么我说的更清楚一点，就比如现在看到我的孙子们，他们如果有一些比较不好的行为，我的女婿保罗和我的女儿梅根，他们就会说孙子这样子是像爷爷。
So anything bad that happens, they'll say, yeah, that's a curse, you know.
拉比开玩笑的说，也就是在家庭中孙子们任何不好的行为，我的女儿女婿都会说那是从爷爷来的。 虽然很好笑，但这是事实。
I'm watching those, that DNA of the DNA and the spirit reproducing itself.
拉比就提到，我看着这些存在在遗传的基因，还有在灵里的行为，他们重新出现在我的后代，甚至是隔一代的孙子上。
So you have a unique opportunity as parents and grandparents to be able to, now I know you have adoptive children, and I'm an adoptive child. What happens is you have an opportunity because you, they're your children, and you have the ability to be able to see the behavior that's coming, whether it's, you know, from addiction or something sexual, something in poverty, whatever it is, those things are not from the Lord.
所以身为父母，甚至是祖父母，你有机会去逆转借着遗传而来的咒诅，特别当你看到一些你过去成长环境很熟悉，或者是在家族当中曾经见过的行为发生在后代的身上，比如成瘾的问题、性方面的问题、脱离不了贫穷，那不管是什么，这些都不是从神来的。
Jesus came to bring life, life more abundantly. Satan has come to kill, steal and destroy.
约翰福音十章十节很清楚地告诉我们，耶稣来要使我们得生命，并且得得更丰盛。那么撒旦来是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
So if you're feeling lack, bondage, doubt, confusion, temptation, all those things, we have the responsibility as parents not just to educate our children, but to spiritually cover them and to break those assignments.
所以如果你感觉到缺乏、受制、怀疑、很困惑、受试探，诸如此类的事，作为一个父母，我们不光要教育我们的孩子在灵里，我们还要遮盖他们，并且破除这些仇敌用来攻击我们的任务。
You need to break it off yourself and off, you know, if your parents are still alive, you need to get that all cut off so that stuff isn't filtering into your children.
你必须从自身开始来砍断。那么如果你的父母还活着，你要为他们破除这些咒诅，以至于这些咒诅会继续的传到你的孩子和儿孙。那么此时主持人戴尔就问拉比说，那么现在我的问题是，我们要如何辨识世代的咒诅，然后如果我们辨认出来了之后，我们要如何破除它，基本的步骤是什么？
First, let's identify.
拉比说，好的，首先就让我们来学习辨识什么是世代的咒诅。那首先你要问自己几个问题。
I have lack of passion for spiritual things.
第一个问题，你要问自己是否对属灵的事物缺乏热情。
Because when generational curses are working, one of the first things they do is they drain your spiritual energy. You're not on fire.
因为当你有世代的咒诅，这些咒诅对你做的第一件事情，就是他们吸干你的属灵精力，所以你无法为主火热，你感到自满或者感觉受压抑或沮丧。这就像在你属灵的容器当中有了破洞，所以你也去教会，你也服侍，你也听信息，你也填写并且执行你的成长目标，你什么都做，但是在灵里你却提不起劲，那是因为你属灵的容器有了破洞，而这是在你的血脉当中有世代的咒诅所造成的。
Two, do I battle excessive frustration? Like, are you constantly frustrated? You're angry, impatient?Those come from generational inequitous structures.
第二点，你可以自我检视，你是否长期的陷入挫败感当中，你处于愤怒还有没有耐心当中，这些都是来自世代在血脉当中罪孽的结构。
Number three, do I doubt God's goodness and faithfulness?
第三点，我是否怀疑神的良善和信实？拉比说，当你任凭自己去害怕并怀疑神行神迹的能力，这通常来自过去你的某些经历让你失望，因此你觉得神也许会行神迹，但这些都不会发生在我的家庭当中。拉比说，我看到有一些努力工作的人，他们可能在家族当中经营了小型的企业，但是可能经营三年之后，这个事业没有成功就收场了，也就是他们所创的这个事业并没有走到终点线。
So what happens is there's actually a generational curse of quitting before you finish.
这是因为在你的世代当中有一个咒诅，这个咒诅就是让你在完成事情之前就退出。拉比说，我看过这样的事情发生在人们的身上，而你要做的事情就是去破除这样的灵。
Number four, do I battle tormenting thoughts and miss out on the peace of God?
第四点，你要检视自己是否被困扰的念头纠缠，无法享受神的平安。 蜡笔说，如果你没有办法进入神的平安当中，比如你晚上失眠无法入睡，或者是睡着之后噩梦频频等等之类的，蜡笔说非常可能，但我不是说百分之百都是这样子，就是你有血脉的咒诅，所以导致了失眠的压力、高血压、肠胃道的问题，但我并不是说这百分之百都是因为世代的咒诅，但非常有可能。拉比就举了自己的例子，他说，我在接近30岁的时候，当时我在事业上已经非常的成功了，但当时为了维持我高强度的工作，我过度的饮酒，所以从我大概24岁到28岁之间，我的肠子都有问题。
What was happening is like, what was the generational curse of that? Fear of failure.
那么我有什么世代的咒诅使我有这样的倾向或说现象呢？就是害怕失败。
I had a tremendous fear, so I would work as hard as I could because my identity was in success, because that, I can tell you for sure, in my biological father who I found when I was 36, who is a self-made multimillionaire,
拉比说，因为在我的基因当中，我极度的惧怕失败，所以我会竭尽所能的努力工作，因为我认定自己的方式就是我是不是成功。而这些是打哪来的呢？就是从我的生父。拉比就提到，他36岁的时候找到了他的生父，当时他的生父已经是一个从白手起家到身价数百万美元的企业主了。
That gene was passed on to me, where you fear failure so much that you actually start sacrificing your marriage, your health, your friends, because you absolutely have to succeed.
而他这样的基因就完全遗传给我。这个基因使我们非常害怕失败，以至于为了成功，我们可以牺牲自己的健康、婚姻、友情等等的一切。
That was a curse.
而这是咒诅耶。
I had to have that broken, and when I did, man, it just set me free.
拉比说，所以我必须破除这样的咒诅。那么在我破除它之后，我就被释放得自由了。
Do I lack understanding or have confusion over my purpose?
五，就是我是否对自己的呼召与人生的目标感到困惑。拉比就给了我们一个例子，他说，之前我们到纳什维尔这个城市去服侍，在路上我们碰到一对也在从事事工的夫妇，那么他们从事事工也有33年了，而且非常的成功。33年前他们刚开始的事工就是在苏联建立教会，那时候苏联还没有瓦解，所以在同时间也有上千个热心的事工到苏联去建立教会。但是在30几年之后，现在的苏俄，他们是当初到现在唯一一个还存在的事工。
And so, and Christy and I are the same story with in regards to what we started in Israel, and now there was probably 100 or so of us that started, and now she and I are the only ones.
拉比说，这和我与妻子克里斯蒂的历程是一样的，因为当我们的事工一开始在耶路撒冷开展的时候，那时候有上千个事工也进入以色列，但是现在我们是硕果仅存的一个。
You have to ask yourself, what didddThese two families, what did Russia and Israel call? What did they do? And I know we did.
所以你得去问，不管是这对在前苏联，也就是现在的苏俄从事事工的夫妇，以及我与克里斯蒂在以色列的事工，到底做了什么使我们能够一直走到如今？
And I know we did, because I heard it come out of his mouth. I stay in my own lane. I don't do what other people do. I know specifically my identity and my purpose, and I stay within that lane of that identity and that purpose. And that's what's caused the success.
拉比说，我知道我们做了什么，有这样的结果，但是我要引用这对夫妇他们的话，就是我们一直专心在我们的跑道上，因为不管别人怎么做，但我们知道自己的身份，还有生命目的，所以我们专注在这个身份与目的上面的呼召，不偏左右，这是我们的事工能够成功并且持续到如今。
But here, if you look at this confusion, lacking confusion over purpose, is because when you don't know your purpose, it's usually some generational curse of insecurity, fear, an orphan spirit, a curse of doubt and unbelief, all those things. So what happens is when you have fear, doubt and unbelief and insecurity, what do you have? You have man-pleasing spirit.
拉比说，所以你看到这第五条，你检视自己的，就是你是否对自己的呼召与人生目标感到困惑。因为当你不知道自己的生命目的，不清楚自己的身份，那是因为 有一些世代的咒诅，造成你没有安全感，造成你害怕，有孤儿的灵，也有可能是有怀疑和不幸的咒诅存在在你的血脉中，诸如此类的事，这些会导致你想要去取悦别人，这样的灵在你的里面运作。
And you cannot be at peace with God when you're a man pleaser.
但是当你想要去取悦人的时候，你没有办法在神的里面平静安稳。拉比说，所以当我们去纳什维尔的路上碰到这一对在苏尔从事事工的夫妇的时候，当我们开始交谈不到一分钟，我们之间就有一种奇妙的连结。为什么呢？因为我们知道你在主里面的身份和我的身份是不一样的，是独特的。你的生命目的和我的生命目的也不一样。可是当我们联合在一起的时候，我们会更强大。
So there's no competition or no, so, but that comes from an inner healing over the years of breaking the generational curses of insecurity and fear.
所以我们不会彼此尊敬，是这样的结果是来自多年的内在医治，去除去遗传咒诅上面所带来的不安全感或者是害怕。
Six, do I question a call, calling and a direction that was once discernible?
第六点就是我是否质疑过我曾经领受过的方向和呼召。那比如说在过去几年，我们经历新冠的疫情还有选举，在这两个大事件当中有许多媒体的操控。那么现在的状况就是有一些人他们在过去不管是五年十年也好领受过的呼召，但现在他们已经不确定这个呼召了，因为不管是经历也好环境也好，把他们曾经领受的呼召和感动都掩埋了。拉比说，这是我看到的现象。
Let's give you another example. You saw what happened in Nashville.
那么我要给你们另外一个，也是在这次去纳什维尔服事的时候所发生的例子。因为在我服事的当时，我感受到恩膏很强，所以我的心里想，我要服事某些人。拉比特别强调，我的心里只是想服事某些人。所以在现场我就说，如果有人想要我为他祷告，请到前面来。那拉比说，我的想法是大概就二三十个吧，那么我花三十分钟应该就可以祷告完，然后就可以结束这个服事。结果在那个聚会当中有六百个人，六百个人都来排队要等我为他们祷告，所以我一个一个为他们祷告用了四个小时。有人问我说，为什么不请你的妻子克里斯蒂一起与你分工为他们祷告呢？拉比说，那四个小时可能结束不了，因为克里斯蒂的祷告会更深入，会花更多的时间。
Point is, if you could see the need, of course you could because you were there, but the need on the people's faces for a word and a touch from God, it was, I mean, you know when the scripture said Jesus was moved with compassion? That's where I was at. I was going, I have to pray for single one of these people. My heart broke for them.
拉比虽然这样开着玩笑说，但是接着他正色地说，我分享这些的重点是要告诉你们，在那里我看到人们的需要，而这需要就是一句从神来的话，一个从神来的触摸。因为这让我想到圣经上说耶稣动了慈心，那就是我当时的状况。虽然前来排队要祷告的人超出我的预期，但是看着他们的脸，我就知道我需要为他们每一个人祷告。
Heart broke for them, and a lot of it had to do with the fact that feeling number seven, I was lured into an area previously of bondage.
我为他们感到心碎，因为他们大部分的人都落在我要告诉你们的第七点现象当中，就是走回了先前被束缚和捆绑的原因中。要知道，这些人已经得救了，并且他们已经重生了。但是现在他们回到一种束缚的状态，也就是让其他人的意见，让环境比至高神还有能力。所以现在要做的事情就是让他们再度的感受爱，并且被确认。那拉比说，我这样说并不是他们不被他们的教会所爱，但是当我看到前来排队等待祷告的人，他们身上的世代的咒诅需要被破除。
I haven't been out in thatmany people in a long time, but I can tell you in 33 years of doing ministry, I have never seen an entire church answer an altar call and say, I need prayer.
此时拉比说，说实在，我已经很久没有一口气服侍这么多人。但是我可以告诉你，在我从事事工的33年中，我没有见过整个教会一起回应这个祭坛前的呼召，表明说 我需要你为我祷告。
It was like, yeah, I mean, it was pretty amazing to see. It went on and on.
此时，在那次服事当中，同行的主持人戴尔他也说，是的，我就是看到排队等待祷告的人不断的增加，队伍就越来越长。
Well, it has to do with the need. And so, like this subject, this is one of these subjects that people, religious people attack it.
拉比说，是的，这是因为他们有需要。而就像这次的主题，破除世代的咒诅，是人们所需要的，但是宗教人士不认同有世代的咒诅需要破除，所以当这样主题的信息被传讲的时候，会被攻击。
Jesus took all the curses, and I'm thinking, well, if that's the case, everybody that gets saved is totally healed and free from cancer and doubt and unbelief and addiction and all the stuff that we see in the church. It's like, no.
他们的论点是，耶稣基督死在十字架上，已经为我们背负所有的罪孽和咒诅。拉比说，听着我是很实际的。那么如果是这样子解读，那么为什么在教会当中，我们还是会看到有很多基督徒有不信、怀疑的问题，还有成瘾的问题等等。所以实际的情况不是如此。
So there has to be a place where really you take words of Jesus and I've given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and to destroy all the works of the devil.
所以我们要仔细听并且领受耶稣的教导，他说，我给你们践踏蛇和蝎子的权柄，并且破坏一切鬼魔的工作。
So it's kind of like what we're coming up on now. We have Purim coming. Esther had to prepare herself to go to the king. There's a certain amount of responsibility. You don't just call on Jesus, so to say, go to a beach chair with a drink and an umbrella and say, praise God, give me a drink of the new wine of the Holy Ghost and I'm going to be healed.
特别是我们现在来到要迎接普尔节的时刻，从普尔节中我们可以看到这位反败为胜关键的人物皇后以斯帖，她在去见王之前，她必须要有预备，也就是你要负你这方面的责任，不是单单呼喊耶稣耶稣，然后你就可以隐于圣灵的活泉。
Be healed, you know, it just doesn't. I wished it worked like that, please. I so wish, but it doesn't.
然后你就得医治了，或者属电的策略就下载给你。拉比说不是这样的，虽然我很希望是这么的简单。
You need to be able to understand there are ways. I'm going to give you the last couple of them.
所以你要明白，要达到目的是有方法的。所以最后我就要告诉你们这些方法。
And I'm tempted to quit my personal assignment. That's where people are right now.
拉比说我们现在面临一种处境。就是我所认识或不认识的一些牧者、从事事工的人，他们要放弃自己的任务了。
It's really interesting because at my age, I have a 20-year plan, and I know demand of like what we carry at Kurt Landry Ministries is at high level.
拉比说这个现象很有意思，因为就连我这把年纪了，就是拉比已经69岁了，我还要做20年的计划，因为我得告诉你们。从事克兰卓的事工是一个高强度的工作。
And it carries, in our lane, it carries part of the answer. And one of the answers is these generational curses.
在我们的跑道上有一个任务，就是要破除世代的咒诅。
Part of the spiritual warfare.
因为我们是打属灵征战的，而破除世代的咒诅是属灵征战的一部分。
We're going to be doing some training in 2025. It's going to be called Summit Leadership Training.
拉比说在2025年的时候，我要举办一系列的训练，我称它做领袖的高峰会议，而这个训练有待催生。
Why am I going to finish the last 20 years of my ministry doing this type of training? And I'll tell you why.
那么为什么在我从事事工生涯的最后20年，我要为领袖们做这样的训练？我告诉你为什么。
What you have to do in ministry, if you read the book Good to Great, happens with that, is what you do is you identify what you're really great at,And you allow what you're good at to go, you can delegate that out to other people and still be good.
拉比说有一本书的书名叫《从好到卓越》。那么这本书中提到，你找到你很擅长做的事，然后你把它委托给别人来做，那么他们也能够做得很好。
If you're going to become a great organization or a great person or a great parent or a great whatever, then you have to identify the three things that you're gifted at.
但是如果你要成为一个很棒的策划者，或是很卓越的人， 或卓越的父母等等，那你要找出这个领域擅长的三个原因。
And so for me, the three things I'm gifted at is number one, bring impartation to the power of your identity of who you are in Christ.
拉比说，以我为例，我其中一个强项就是赋予你在基督里的身份的力量。
Because once you plug into that identity, then your purpose is a byproduct of that experience.
因为一旦你在基督里的身份出现了，那么你的生命目的会跟着出现。
But what happens with people, this is coming from 33 years of experience. Once a person really has an encounter, listen, as long as you're your counterfeit self, no one, Satan and the demons don't really care. You're so busy sinning and falling and failing on your own, he can just get the little impy spirit and just say, well, make sure they stay on the merry-go-round and cycle and get nowhere.
阿比说，如果你真的有与神相遇的经历，除此之外，一般人会怎么样呢？阿比说，根据我从事事工33年的经验，我所看到的现象就是，如果你活在被蒙蔽、伪造的身份当中，也就是不是基督里的那个身份，撒旦不会来理会你，因为你会活在被自己的罪性所驱导的堕落当中。那么撒旦只要确保你不会向着你的真实身份苏醒，他就可以让你继续坐在你生命中的旋转木马上，一圈又一圈的反复的绕着，哪里也去不了。
Once you get off that merry-go-round and you get to a place where you say, oh my gosh, I have actually labored to rest, I find my identity, and now you start walking in your purpose, the very next thing, so phase one of Summit Leadership is identity, next one is spiritual warfare.
但是一旦你苏醒过来，你不再忙于这些罪恶、堕落，或者是不该属于你的身份的事情，而愿意竭力进入在主里的安息，也就是你从你的日常当中苏醒过来，好比你跳下那个旋转木马，你找到自己的身份，然后你的生命目的也会随之出现，使你有方向、有行动可以依循。拉比说，所以我所要做的领袖高峰会议第一阶段，帮助你找到确认你在基督里的身份，接着才是属灵的征战。
It's like anything else. You have a treasure, have something of value, you're going to have security.
拉比说，这就像普通道理一样，当你找到了珍宝，要为你找到珍宝设下保全。
No, if you got $2, you don't need security. But if you got $1 million and you're carrying it, you might want to have some help.
就像如果你的兜里只有2块钱，你不用担心你的安全。但是如果你随身携带的是100万的时候，你可能需要有一些帮助，要知道如何保护这珍宝，不让觊觎的人来偷来抢。
So when you're carrying the treasure of God's goodness in you and your purpose, and then you need to know spiritual warfare.
这是为什么？当你知道了你在基督里的身份，神的良善，神给你的生命目的都在你的里面，如同珍宝。此时你需要学习如何打属灵征战，因为仇敌不会将你等闲视之。当你在基督耶稣里受造的身份苏醒过来，你的生命目的也开始活跃的时候，这是仇敌最不待见的。而你的防身术就是知道如何打属灵征战。
And then third, you need to be able to fund what you're doing.
第三，对你正在进行的事情，你必须要有资源。
And when I say fund, I mean this. You need to have wisdom, knowledge, understanding, personal health, wealth, and networking and connections to take the new you and the new purpose into the supernatural level.
拉比说，当我提到资源的时候，我指的是智慧、知识、聪明，还有你个人的健康和财富、人脉的连结，将这个有新的身份的你和你新的生命目的带往经历超自然的层级。
So like what I'm, the last 20 years of my life is going to be, that's what the Lord has, so to say, that's my narrow spot, is identity, spiritual warfare, and alignment.
拉比说，所以我在我的事工生涯的接下来，也就是最后的20年，我的目标会局限在几个主题。第一，就是在主里的身份、属灵征战和对齐。
Because if you'll bring yourself into those alignments,then you could say, well, I thought you were talking about, you know, generational curses. The first thing you have to do in your identity is break the generational curses.
所以当我在提对齐的时候，你会说，啊，拉比， 这次的信息你不是在谈世代咒诅吗？拉比说，是的，因为当你确定了在主里的身份之后，你第一件要做的事情就是破除你的世代咒诅。
This podcast, this is step one. You have to come out of agreement with the spirits and the habits and patterns from your family line that caused a counterfeit fake identity.
破除家族血脉当中世代咒诅的第一步，就是你要砍断你的家族世代的血脉当中导致你有向着不对，也就是仇敌给你伪装的身份的灵和行为习惯。
Because what happens is now your kingdom identity as a son of the king, a king and priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
因为现在你属神国度的身份是这位大君王的儿女，是按照麦基洗德等次所立的君王祭司。
Prosperous, healthy, wealthy and wise, a Solomon, a Daniel,an Esther, a Deborah, all those types of things. When you're going to embrace that, who's battling that?
你是长生的，你是富有的，你是健康的，你是有智慧的，你可能是所罗门，是但以理，是皇后以斯帖，是女先知、战士狄波拉等等。当你拥抱你的真实身份的时候，谁会很生气？谁会向你兴战，要把你带回你的老我和他为你塑造的伪装身份呢？
Well, I can tell you this in my family line, as one who was born out of wedlock and an orphan and adopted and all the different stuff, in my family line, there wasn't any Daniels and Solomons. You know, there was a Joe and a Ray and a, you know, and a World War II guy and, you know, and just normal everyday people. All this stuff was happening.
拉比说，让我以我家族血脉的咒诅的例子来告诉你。我出生于非婚生的私生子。出生之后，我就是一个孤儿。然后我的养父母领养了我。在我的家族当中，不管是领养我的家族，或者是我原生父母的家族，我们都没有像所罗门、像但以理这样的人物。在这两家族当中的人都是再平凡不过的人。
So what happens is I have to detach myself from that and embrace my new identity.
所以在灵里我要先脱离来自不管是领养我的家庭家族或者是我原生的家族当中的一切，我才能够领受我的新身份。那么最后主持人戴尔就问拉比说，请你给在收听的听众们一个建议，使他们可以继续的在奔跑天路上继续的前行。
I think one of the things is you have to look as a takeaway for this, it would be by coming out of agreement, and I'm going to pray for you here in a minute too. If you'll come out of agreement with your counterfeit self, it will bring peace of mind.
拉比说，我可以给你一个要点，就是如果你可以弃绝并且不再认同你伪装的身份，你的心里会得到平静安稳的。而事实上，我要为你们这样祷告。
You come out of agreement with your counterfeit self and the generational curses in your family, you will have the joy of the Lord.
也就是当你不再屈从你伪装的身份，你弃绝它，不再认同它，并且也弃绝并不认同你家族当中世代的咒诅的时候，你会拥有主的喜乐。
If you will come out of agreement with your fears and doubts and unbelief, you'll have spiritual strength with joy of the Lord.
如果你可以弃绝并且不再认同你所恐惧、害怕、怀疑和不信，那么在灵里你会有因着神的喜乐而得的力量。
And once you have all them, actual lifestyle will be, you'll have prosperity, provision, and divine protection.
一旦你都做到了，那么你真实的生活会有供应，会昌盛，并且拥有属天的保护。
That's the takeaway.
这就是我要给你们的忠告。
That's why you would say, why would I invest in doing this? Why would I even believe in this type of doctrine of coming out of agreement with it?
拉比说，这是为什么我要投资我的精力在做这些事情。这是为什么我相信弃绝你原来的认同和不再对其他的重要性。
I would say it like anything else. Do you have to do this for salvation? Absolutely not.
拉比说，但是我要讲，你一定需要除去世代的咒诅，使你可以得救吗？当然不是。
Jesus is the Lord. You call on him, your name's in the book, you're going to heaven, you're saved.
耶稣基督是主，一旦你呼求主名，承认耶稣基督是主，你的名字就被记录在天上的册子。 你是得救的，你可以上天堂的。
But I'm talking about in our ministry, our job is to get you into the identity of who God created you to be.
拉比说，但是克兰卓事工要为你做到的是，让你明白在基督里你是谁，也就是神最原始创造你的身份。
Teach you the spiritual warfare principles to be able to promote, multiply, and protect many.
然后教导你属灵征战的原则，使你能够被提升，并且有倍增，然后去保护许多人。
And align with God so that you have more than enough in every single area of your life: wisdom, knowledge, understanding, peace, wealth, and health.
并且使你对齐神，以至于你在你生命当中的每一个层面都是昌盛有余的，包括智慧、知识、聪明、平安、财富和健康。
And if you have that, then you actually become, your lifestyle actually becomes a tremendous evangelistic tool. You don't even have to preach. People just watch you and they say, I don't know what it is about you or what you have. They'll come to you and I'm telling you that it happens to us.
一旦你这样做，你的生命、你的生活都会成为最棒的传福音工具。你甚至不用用口去说服别人，当人们看着你的生命，看着你的生活，他会说，我不知道你做了什么，或者是你有什么，他们会直接来找你，直接来问你的。拉比说，这种状况就发生在我们身上。
They'll say, what is it about you? You watched it in the green room afterwards. They start asking questions like, because they're seeing and feeling the results of it.
拉比说，当我们到各处去，有人就会直接来问我们，因为他们看到我们生命中的果效，他们想知道我们拥有什么，我们怎么做到的。
That's what you need in your life.
而这也是你的生命要做到的。
You need a life where you have deliverables. You need to have a life where you're overcoming Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, not just to others, but in yourself as well.
拉比说，你的生命必须是要有功效的。当我们提到弟兄胜过撒旦是靠羔羊的血以及见证神的道，那么这应该就是你的生活方式和见证，而不是别人的。你要自己靠着羔羊的血胜过撒旦，你要有自己的见证，而不是传讲别人的见证。那么最后拉比要为我们祷告。
Father God, we just come to you now in the name of Yeshua.
天父，我们奉耶稣基督的名来到你的面前。
You'll just say these words with me. Say,
拉比说，请你跟我一起这样说。
Father God,In Yeshua's name, I pray.
天父，奉耶稣基督的名，我祷告。
That you would reveal to me and show me the areas in my life that are connected to generational curses or inequities.
你会告诉我，显明给我看，我的生命哪一个部分是与家族当中世代的咒诅，或者是血脉当中的罪孽有所关联。
And Father God, I need to be able to identify them.
天父，我需要找到问题点
，so that I can come out of agreement with them.
所以我可以弃绝他们，不再认同这些模式和习惯。
So the way it works is this: Let's say you have, I'll just use one example. In your family, you have a generational curse of anger.
祷告到这里，拉比停下来说：“我给你一个例子，比如在你的家族当中有一个怒气的咒诅。
There are places where you just.You're long and patient, and all of a sudden, but once you go off, you're off.
平常你都好好的，你有耐心，但是一旦你爆炸了，你就是爆炸了。
And that's a generational curse of anger and murder, actually.
那么事实上，这是在你的世代咒诅当中有怒气和谋杀的咒诅。
What you'll do is this.
那么你该怎么办呢
？Father God, in the name of Yeshua.
你祷告说，天父，奉耶稣基督的名。
I ask you to forgive my family and forgive me for a spirit of murder and anger.
我恳求你赦免我自己和我的家族有这样谋杀以及怒气的灵。
Lord, that is not from you.
主，这谋杀与怒气的灵不是从你来的。
We bind that spirit of anger and murder, and we cast it off me, my children, my grandchildren.
神，我们奉耶稣基督的名捆绑这个灵。并且将它从我自己、我的家庭、我的孩子，甚至我的孙子身上驱逐出去。
And Lord, I thank you that I am free from all generational iniquitous structures of anger and murder in the spirit, the way of Cain.
天父，我谢谢你，我们已经从世代的咒诅、 血脉的罪孽当中，从走了该隐的道路的灵所来的谋杀以及愤怒的灵当中得自由了。
Cain killed his brother Abel over it.
拉比注解，走了该隐的道路意味着该隐因为弃他的弟弟亚伯，所以把他杀了。
So Lord, we don't want that in our family line. It's not from you.
天父，我们不要这样子的灵存在在我们的家族血脉当中，因为这个灵不是从你来的。
Come out of agreement with it. We renounce it.
我们弃绝曾经对这个灵的认同。
And we repent of it.
并且我们为此悔改。
We decree and declare, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I am redeemed and cleansed from all spirit of murder and death.
我宣告并声明，耶和华的书名要如此说，我们已经从所有谋杀以及怒气的灵当中被赎回和洁净了。
Because I receive...A spirit of blessing and life.
因为我领受了祝福以及生命的灵。
I am a vessel. My children, my wife, all of us, we are vessels of life, not death.
我、我的配偶、我的孩子，我们是生命的器皿，而不是死亡的器皿。
In Yeshua's name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for praying with me today.
拉比说：“谢谢你们。”今天跟我一起祷告，我们爱你们，神祝福你们，安息日平安。